Welcome to Lanyap, a program about people, places, and issues. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm here with folks from the ULM Hawkeye today. We've got Blade Gowan from Manny, Louisiana, an integrated media student at ULM, and also one of the editors at the Hawkeye, and Courtney Collins with us, the Assistant Director of Student Publications at ULM. Welcome. Thank you all for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Courtney, it's a big week this week, and you got a big day you're going to be celebrating on Thursday.
Yes. So we have our Student Press Freedom Day, and the theme today is resilience in action. So this is, student press has been under some unprecedented problems that they've been having in regards to their, their freedom of speech, their First Amendment right, and it's kind of being suppressed. And so this year, Student in Action, Resilience in Action is their theme.
We are talking about the ULM Hawkeye. You're also in charge of the yearbook on campus, but
yes.
The Hawkeye is publishing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, something is happening either online or in the print version of the paper. Blade, tell me a little bit about your experience at the Hawkeye. Now, what's your job right now? What are you doing?
Currently, I am the arts and entertainment section editor. I would say that I have the funnest part of the job because my section usually covers events going on campus, off of campus, student life, anything art related in general. We have a few art exhibits that happen on campus or at Mazur Museum of Art. It's generally anything that I think people would enjoy, especially students.
So. I used to work in the newspaper industry, and every afternoon we had a meeting and you had a deadline every day. And it's sometimes very late into the night to get that paper ready for the next morning. Talk to me a little bit about the business of publishing. You guys have deadlines, and stuff happens right up until the deadline when you have to go to press sometimes. What's that teaching you that you'll take and use in your next career once you graduate from ULM?
It's taught me so far that no matter how many times you tell somebody to turn this thing in at this time, it's likely not going to be turned in on that time, but you have to keep pushing, and things do get better. It gets easier to publish. You get easier working under, or you get better at working under a time crunch, and it would help me in the future because I'll be better prepared for things not going exactly my way when I want them to go my way.
Courtney, I want to ask you, unfortunately the newspaper industry's gone through a lot of turmoil over the years with big companies scooping up papers and basically now putting a lot of them to internet-only publications. Tell me a little bit about the print schedule for the paper, and then are you guys always publishing straight to the web? How does it work?
Well, we're 50-50, so we do have a print version, and we do strictly online. So, yes, print is slowly but surely is going to be a thing of the past, but as of right now, we are still very much printing. We're active. So, yes, some of the students, sometimes they'll have a digital format where students can easily, with the click of a button, just access it. But we also do print every week. We send out over 500 issues, 1,000 issues all across our campus and Northeast Louisiana. So different libraries and grocery stores, so you'll be able to find us all over the community.
I want to ask you a little bit, Blade, the quality of life on campus. How does the Hawkeye affect the quality of life of the students on campus?
I would say it keeps people informed. Coming from a student, I know that I usually like to hear things from my friends. I like to hear things from mutual friends, from other students. Our job is to keep students informed. Our job is also to give students a voice. There are things students want to say that they may not feel that they have the opportunity to say on a day-to-day basis, and they can come to us, and we can maybe help them get their point across. We can help show them things that are going on around them that they may enjoy, and we can show them that... you have an opportunity in everywhere that you go.
I'm with Blade Gowan and Courtney Collins today from ULM Hawkeye. I want to ask a little bit about what kind of jobs are there available at the Hawkeye? And I know you produce a yearbook, too. What are some of the different kinds of folks you're looking for?
We're always looking for writers. We're always looking for digital graphics and photographers. So anybody who's interested in writing, and a lot of people assume that, oh, I have to be a communications major. I have to be journalism or mass comm. No, we have people who are in kinesiology or English, or they're going to pharmacy school, and here they are, they're writing, and they are award-winning writers. So we look for people who are interested, who have a passion for it, who understand, who are willing to go out and speak and talk to students, faculty, and staff to get that story. So it's anybody who's interested in coming in. Everything is learned in-house. So we teach you and we tell you, you know, how student publications is ran, how to write, what to expect, your First Amendment, and so yeah.
We're talking today, learning more about student publications. I want to ask you, have you had the opportunity, you know, some people are great writers, some people are like behind the scenes people, maybe they want to do layout, or maybe they want to be a photographer. Have you got a chance to try multiple things while you've been at the Hawkeye?
So usually for a lot of my articles, I go out and I interview people, or I go to businesses and I do features on the businesses. I take a lot of my own photos. They may not be the best quality photos, but it is something that they do encourage us to learn and how to do. We also have skills in Adobe InDesign, where it's creating the layout for the papers. So I wanted to go in being a writer. I ended up becoming an editor, and then it kind of encompasses everything. You learn a little bit of graphic design, a little bit of being a photographer, videographer, and every skill relating to journalism.
We've got about a minute left. You guys just went to an award ceremony and cleaned up. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, we went to Southeastern Journalism Conference in Cartersville, Georgia, and this past, this early February. And yeah, they did. Blade here, he won. Well, you can tell him exactly what you did.
I won third place in an on-site competition for arts and entertainment multimedia. Keith Webb, who is our editor-in-chief, won best newspaper design, I believe.
You had best graphic design.
Yeah, we had best graphic design.
Appeal KC won best on-site photography and sports. And we have first place for Paolin Cowtree, who won first place for, I want to say, feature writing. Yeah. So, yeah, we really did clean up. We're a very small staff. So when we're there, we're dealing with people who have 20, 30 people on their staff, and they really do clean up. But to have Monroe, Louisiana, the Hawkeye, be there and we won has been absolutely amazing.
For folks to find out more about student publications, for folks to find out more about Student Press Freedom Week and learn more about the Hawkeye, where do they go to find out more?
Oh, please come to Stubbs Hall 131 Student Publications, or they can email me at ccollins@ulm.edu. Also, Whitney Martin, you can also email, contact her, but we would love to have you come by and just hear more about what we have to offer.
Blade Gowan, Courtney Collins, it's Student Press Freedom Week and Student Press Freedom Day coming up on Thursday. Find out more on our website, kedm.org.